It's because the government isn't doing enough to stop it. And the government acknowledges that the legacy of slavery exists, but it refuses to acknowledge that slavery still exists. This is probably because the slavery system goes so far back and it's so lucrative economically that there's just no political will to change it. The government here is really dominated by people from the slave-owning classes. So they may have connections to people in the most powerful elites who actually own slaves themselves.
How does it manifest itself in Mauritania? How are people held as slaves and who is holding them?
A powerful person might have inherited slaves. They're passed down paternal lines.
Inherited?
Yeah, I mean, historically, people used to, the slave-owning classes used to raid and enslave people from sub-Saharan African villages and assimilate them into their own tribes, where they'd form a kind of slave class. Over the generations, those people have just been handed down, and the cycles continue, and many people still just have families of slaves working for their families, completely unpaid.
And these people who are held accept that they must have masters?
Yes, that's right. For them, it's completely normal. They've grown up with it. They've never known anything else. They might be rented out to other masters. They might be given away as gifts to other people. But for them, it is completely normal. That is their status. They are slaves. They were born to serve others.
Is this something that is talked about openly in Mauritanian society?
Well, the anti-slavery movement here is very strong, and it's because people who have become emancipated over the generations, either their ancestors have run away and they've settled independently, or they've escaped themselves. There's a whole movement of emancipated slaves who are trying to make this fully illegal and to make sure that the law against slavery is implemented. And since the law was passed just in 2007, it hasn't yet successfully been implemented.
Why?
So we don't see any slave owners in jail.
Why?
Well, there are lots of obstacles that the state will place.
Like
to,
what?
Well, the police are often under orders not to go out and arrest people. I mean, the judges will often say there's not enough evidence to prosecute. If cases do get to trial, very light sentences will be set, and then the person will be acquitted in an appeal a few months later. So, I mean, this happens all the time. There are just barriers to justice put up at every